Bad news for Ivy Leaguers. ADHD drugs hurt your memory. Oh, really? They only hurt adult memories, which are fully cooked, for the most part. Once you've hit 25, anyway. And certainly, people who are in university have brains that are more fully formed and cooked to their final form, final shape, final outcome than that of children. But somehow, kids' brains are less susceptible to this drug, these type of drugs, than the brains of college students? Is that what I'm supposed to believe? Oh, they don't address that. They're not going to address that, of course. So, ADHD drugs hurt your memory. And if you're giving these to a child, that's even worse. Oh, but don't worry about that! We want to fuck kids up! We want to fuck up their memories! Did you know that these ADHD drugs are just artificial cocaine? Especially Ritalin and Adderall? They're super stimulants that fuck up your brain, screw up your ability to uptake dopamine, fuck up your ability to be motivated and have energy and be enthusiastic about life. Oh, and your memory, fuck that up too. So they actually negatively impact your ability to learn, even though they're supposed to be helping you learn. Whoa, gee, I wonder why. It's almost 100% boys that are getting these drugs. And almost all of those boys are white boys. Gee, I wonder why it's like 2-1. White compared to black. And Hispanics. White kids that are getting these drugs. I wonder why. Boys, that is. 2-1. I think it's even more for Hispanics. So I think white boys are getting these drugs 2-1 and then 3-1. When compared to Hispanics, or maybe even 4-1, it's a ridiculous ratio. So we're supposed to believe that this ADHD, which doesn't exist, impacts white boys much, much more. So we gotta fuck up their ability to learn and be happy and be enthusiastic and motivated with and about life. That's great, great. So anyway, before I get into this story, where they're gonna attempt to gaslight the shit out of you, I would like you to go and visit my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. So at my website, therealistphilosopher.com, you will find a lot of useful social media links in the upper right-hand corner. I suggest at the very least you follow me on Twitter and Facebook so that you can get notifications of when I'm doing a live show or get notifications for when I have posted new content to my BitChute channel, bitchute.com/therealistphilosopher. That's bitchute.com/therealistphilosopher. All my new content eventually ends up there. So follow me at the very least on Twitter and Facebook. And also at therealistphilosopher.com, at the bottom of the page, you will find three donation options if you would like to directly support my continued content creation. So go check that out, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. Okay, back to this story from Time Magazine. Bad news for everybody that takes these drugs, mostly men, and some dimwits out there who in their adult years are still hooked on this shit, think they need it to continue to be productive or just merely operate in today's society. Well, they do kind of need it because they've been taking it since they were kids and now they are dependent on it. So, yeah. ADHD drugs hurt your memory, in addition to many other things. So, prescription drug abuse is rampant. Let me explain something to you. There is no person that gets these drugs who needs them, because ADHD doesn't exist. It's a non-existent, fictitious problem. It's not a problem. If you look at the so-called qualifying criteria for ADHD, every single one of them, pretty much all boys have, because they're boys. The qualifying criteria for qualifying for an ADHD diagnosis are being a boy and being conscious. Every one of those fucking qualifiers are just what boys are. That's what they are. Until they're taught by their fathers to control their energy and their aggression and to channel it productively. Oh, but of course, they don't have fathers nowadays, so let's just drug them and turn them into fucking zombies. let's just turn them into drug addicted zombies and then say they need the drugs by saying that, well, ADHD is a real thing, when the real problem is we destroyed the family, destroyed the father, got the father out of the house, now there's no father there to teach boundaries and self-control and how to become a man, so we're going to abdicate the responsibility of that to a drug, which does none of those things, but, you know, it mentally neuters them. Oh, so hey, yeah, it turns them into, you know, walking, talking NPCs who believe that they are suffering from a disability, and that disability is being a man. Yeah, so all use of this drug is abuse, because ADHD doesn't exist. The guy that invented the bullshit diagnosis, he literally invented the illness. He invented the diagnosis. He admitted on his deathbed, I made it up because pharmaceutical companies gave me big bags of fucking cash to do so, and then to diagnose lots of kids as having it so they could sell drugs forever for this bullshit illness that doesn't exist. It's a cash grab that's been going on now for 50, 60 years. Yeah, drug abuse is rampant, and for a third of Americans, the first drug of any kind that they take, including illicit drugs, is a RX that has not been prescribed to them. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's prescribed for them. So the lie is that there are some people that have ADHD, and for them it doesn't fuck up their memory the way it fucks up the memories of normies, because there's somehow something different about the brain of an ADHD sufferer that makes it non-fuck-upable from artificial cocaine, which is really all Ritalin is. It's just cocaine. So you're telling me there's people out there that if they use cocaine, because their brain, they got ADHD, it's going to respond differently to this super stimulant, and they're not going to get fucked up by it like somebody else who doesn't have this brain disorder? So a brain disorder makes you immune to the negative side effects of this brain disorder drug, which causes brain disorder in people that supposedly don't have ADHD, even though the qualifying symptoms are just being male. Oh, really? Interesting logic. Let's continue. That's so interesting. That's like saying, if I get cancer and I'm given chemo, it's not going to have the deleterious effects on me, being the chemo that it doesn't annoy me that doesn't have cancer. So I'm not going to be barfing and losing my hair. No, you're still going to have those problems. Then how does this argument make any sense? Well, anyway, whatever. So it's not surprising when you consider how many students abuse ADHD drugs for performance. Well, it's a stimulant. So what happens when you give a 6-year-old a super stimulant? Well, what would happen to a 6-year-old if you gave him cocaine? Oh, we don't want to talk about that, you. We want to continue to spread this fallacy that if you have this fictional disease, that the negative side effects of the cocaine won't affect you. Okay. But new research shows that recreational use of smart drugs comes at a cost. What's the difference of calling it recreational use and prescribed use? None whatsoever. One is just an argument from authority fallacy saying that this doctor has said you can take it, and you're taking way more than somebody would who's using it recreationally or to get through school, but because the doctor said you could take that much, it's perfectly okay and it won't fuck you up. So I'm going to take 1,000 milligrams of this drug because the doctor said I should, and some other person takes 1,000 milligrams of it, but the doctor said they shouldn't, or the doctor didn't say they should. They're not both going to have the same deleterious effects. What the fuck are you talking about? People are so stupid, they buy this bullshit. But new research shows that the use of smart drugs comes at a cost. I love how they make this special pleading argument. Recreational! So there's a use of cocaine that would actually be good? Really? Do tell! No, there isn't. But we want you to believe that, so you give it to little kiddies and fuck up their brains. Yeah, turn them into eunuchs for the rest of their life. Well, that's great. Wonderful. Wonderful. Researchers from the University of Delaware and Drexel University College of Medicine reviewed the latest research on the effects of medications like Ritalin and Provigil on the juvenile brain. Juvenile brain. I don't see any little caveat in there about the recreational use or any little special pleading argument. about if it's prescribed, then it's not going to have these effects on the juvenile brain. And discover smart drug use is certainly not benign. So you just contradicted yourself. First you said recreational use, and now you're saying generally overall the use is not benign, be it prescribed or non-prescribed. Oh yeah, I see. The new research published in the journal Frontiers in Systems Neuroscience shows that while a drug like Ritalin may offer a boost in mental performance, generally, notice it's not saying for those who are using it recreationally, it's a short-term crutch that can actually adversely impact the brain's plasticity, meaning your adaptability, your ability to adapt and learn new tasks, or to adapt to new social situations or learn important social norms, interfering with people's ability to plan ahead. Interesting. Switch between tasks and overall flexibility in their behaviors. So I want to read that again. It's a short-term crutch in all situations, not just recreational use. It's a short-term crutch that can impact your brain's plasticity. Well, when does your brain need the most plasticity? When you're developing as a child, so that you can learn new tasks, pick up the things you need to know to interact with people and behave properly. And yet, this contributes to the solidification of the brain and inability to learn. At the same time, saying it will make you more able to learn. Sounds like an attempt, a purposeful attempt to gaslight. So it's a short-term crutch that can actually adversely impact the brain's plasticity. It interferes with people's ability to plan ahead. So logic, reason, rational thought, impulse control, switch between tasks, and overall flexibility in behavior, meaning making you more disagreeable and less flexible in your ability to adapt to new situations, while at the same time impacting your ability to use logic, reason, and critical thinking. Sounds like a drug that you wouldn't want to give kids who are more susceptible to harm and influence from drugs than adults whose brains are already almost fully cooked or completely fully cooked. For instance, the researchers looked at one of the most popular smart drugs on the market, methylphenidate, otherwise known as Ritalin. Ritalin. Yes, the ultimate artificial cocaine. Many kids will chop it up, turn it into a powder, and snort it. Same effect as cocaine. The drug is meant to treat ADHD, which doesn't exist. Why is it that like 90% plus of the people that are diagnosed are just boys? Why? Why? No explanation. And the so-called illness itself can in no way, shape, or form be diagnosed biologically. There's no test you can give. Oh, he's got cancer. Oh, he's got ADHD. No, it's made up. It's bullshit. It's up to the interpretation of the shrinkola, who is shrinking you and talking to you. And about 1.3 million U.S. teens have reportedly used the drug without a prescription in the last month. I love this. I love this implication that the only issues that exist with using these drugs comes from off-prescription use when they just said that it generally is a short-term crutch that adversely impacts the brain. And anybody with half a brain knows that just because you are given this drug on prescription does in no way, shape, or form invalidate or remove the adverse effects. Oh, anyway, rat studies have shown that young brains are very sensitive. Young brains are very sensitive to methylphenidate, and that even low doses can cause harm. That they can harm nerve activity in the brain as well as memory and complex learning abilities. So they're trying to imply, without coming out and saying, that if you're given it by a prescription, these things will not affect you. But that's what they're implying. Well, the next best press saying that young brains are very sensitive to methylphenidate, and even low doses can cause harm to nerve activity in the brain as well as memory and complex learning abilities. They're talking about focusing on university students and totally completely ignoring their captive audience, their captive pool of guinea pigs that are children age 5 to 18, who are much younger, and thereby, going by this very logic, even more sensitive, and thereby susceptible to greater harm than somebody who was 19 to 22, your average college student. But they try to imply some kind of special pleading where prescription use has none of these deleterious effects. Well, actually, here's saying that it doesn't matter. And actually doesn't. The deleterious effects will still apply, prescription or non-prescription. But keep giving it to your kiddies anyway, because, you know, being a parent's hard, and that boy and all that energy, well, you got to tamp down on that, especially if you're a single mommy that has no husband to, teach this kid how to control all that energy. Yeah, so methylphenidate, Ritalin, even low doses, harm nerve activity in the brain. They harm memory, and they negatively affect complex learning abilities. So if you give a kid Ritalin, he's much less likely to be successful later on in life. He's much less likely to be successful, much less likely to produce much in the way of wealth, and you've essentially created a very ineffective man. No logic, no reason, very little critical thinking ability, and not very able to become excited, motivated, or enthusiastic about life. Great, right. The study also took a look at the drug modafinil, also known as Provigil, which is used for sleep disorders like narcolepsy. The drug can help boost memory and is used for various mental tasks, especially tasks related to numbers. Once again, the drug has very similar long-term effects on the young brain. No! I heard this bullshit argument for years that if you give kids with ADHD a stimulant, it somehow has the reverse effect on them. How the fuck does that work? It doesn't work that way. There's no evidence that it works that way. You know what it does? It overstimulates the brain and then wears out its ability to produce all of these drugs, to uptake these drugs, and then the kid becomes placid. Yeah. Because he's lost the ability on his own to uptake these neurotransmitters, and so he's not uptaking them, so yeah, he's more placid and calm. Yeah, he's also like a zombie. But he's placid and calm, and thereby he's not causing any trouble being a man. Anyhow, the story continues by saying, finally, the researchers looked at a lesser-used class of drugs called ampicines, which were being studied by the U.S. military to increase alertness. Yeah, basically, you got guys out in the field for 40, 50, 60 hours, can't sleep, it's not an option, so they carry these super stimulants, meant to be used very, very sparingly in a situation need to, like your life is at stake. Not every fucking day, like they do with these kids, giving them this fucking artificial cocaine every day. They are known to improve memory and cognition, but for young people, you mean like 12-year-olds? No, we're going to focus on 18 to 22-year-olds and totally completely ignore the people who are most affected by this drug, but who get it the most via a prescription. Kids 5 to 17. Oh, you don't want to talk about them. Because they're the ones you're fucking up with this stuff with your false argument from authority that, well, it's prescribed to them, so no negative effect. Which they don't say because they'd be called on that, so they just imply that. Yeah. Harder to call them to task when they're not that specific. They are known to improve memory and cognition, but for young people, unsupervised. Oh, I see. So as long as the Ritalin is supervised and prescribed to kids, the implication is that none of these deleterious effects will take hold. But they don't say that because that would be a lie. But they imply it. Unsupervised use can result in an overstimulated nervous system, which could actually kill nerve cells. You don't say. Well, wouldn't it do that to a 12-year-old too? So the short-term effect is that, oh yeah, they might do a little better, but then in the long term, they become zombie people. And then when you take them off this drug without it, they don't really have the ability to get excited or enthusiastic or motivated, and they can't think too well, and their memory is shit. Wow. Great drug. The desire for development of cognitive enhancing substances is unlikely to diminish with time. It may represent the next stage in evolution. Man's desire for self-improvement, driving artificial enhancement of innate abilities, the authors wrote. That's a totally, completely different subject. That would be enhancement. Taking these drugs is not enhancement. And there's no argument with that. Other recent research looking at the use of smart drugs among Ivy League students. Well, what about non-Ivy League students who are being given prescriptions? Why won't you talk directly about that, huh? Because then you would essentially undermine your other arguments about it somehow being efficacious to give to little kids who have this fictitious disorder that you made up to sell drugs. And, of course, destroy men and make it that much easier to destroy the West. Yeah, but we don't give it to black kids and Hispanic kids too much because they're the ones we want to take over, and then we can control the countries of the West, through them. Yeah. Only whitey gets it. Other recent research looking at the use of smart drugs among Ivy League students found that many use ADHD drugs for academic performance, and they don't think it constitutes cheating. The study found that a third of the students in the study said using the ADHD drugs for performance enhancement did not count as cheating. 41% said it was cheating, and 25% said they were not sure. People who use ADHD meds were also more likely to think it was a commonplace thing on campus. The use of ADHD drugs and other smart drugs. There's nothing smart about it. It makes you dumber in the long term. Doesn't matter if it's prescribed or not. Has long been an ethical issue. And yet you keep prescribing it to kids more than ever. Boys. White boys. And a growing one at that. Increasingly more people are being diagnosed with ADHD, even adults. You want to destroy their minds. Men, now why do you say people? I have never known one female ever prescribed with this shit. Meanwhile, I talked to plenty of guys. Women are never prescribed this. It's always men. It's closer to like 100% men. Very few women, girls are ever prescribed these kind of drugs. I've never heard of a case. It's all boys, all white boys. You know, that should tell you everything you need to fucking know. Even adults, of course, you want to destroy the adult mind, of course, of white people. The amount of adults taking ADHD drugs rose by over 50% between 2008 and 2012, according to a recent report. Got to destroy the dominant, racial group in the country so we can displace them and take power. Yeah, got to destroy the men. But now, emerging research shows the issue is also a biological one. Of course it is! The whole excuse you're giving about this fucking drug is there's some kind of biological fucking chemical imbalance in the brain, which is total bullshit, that needs to be balanced out in these kids. And, these ADHD drugs are actually stimulants, but they have the exact opposite effect on these kids who are overstimulated. No, they're just male. That's all. And they may have more testosterone than the other kids who've had their testosterone destroyed by all of your BPA-ridden chemical crap that they're getting. Otherwise, all boys used to be like this. So these boys with exceptionally high levels of testosterone that we cannot totally completely destroy by the drugs in their water and that leak into their food from food storage containers, we got to give them a drug. Tamp down on that toxic masculinity. But now emerging research shows it's a biological issue. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. And the early findings are not pretty, but we're going to continue to prescribe it evermore. The researchers of the latest study conclude that scientists and the medical community have a responsibility to very carefully evaluate and research each new drug to gain a greater understanding of the drug's impact on the brain. Yeah. Nobody should be getting this drug. It's cocaine. It's literally artificial cocaine, which is illegal, but this is legal. Cocaine will destroy your brain. Oh, but not this. What is it? Artificial cocaine. Has the same effects. It's designed to do the same thing to your brain, but oh, it's safe. Well, if it's designed to do the same thing, how's it safe? We need to make money, so. So, there you go. There you go. This drug that makes you ever more addicted and, at the very least, dependent upon it by limiting your ability to uptake neurotransmitters, most specifically dopamine, without it, And if you give it to kids at a very young age, you totally completely destroy their ability to uptake dopamine. And if they can't uptake dopamine, they can't be successful human beings in life. This drug is being prescribed to children in ever-increasing numbers. While this article plainly states it damages all minds. And it, especially the young mind, which is increasingly susceptible. So by that very logic, giving it to children would be even worse than giving it to Ivy League or college students. They don't address any of that. And of course, they're lefties, so they're so lacking in self-awareness, they don't realize that they just destroyed the entire ADHD industry and its excuse for existing in this article. But anyway, there you go. There you go. If you ever were given ADHD drugs, if you were ever put on this crap as a kid, if you were told you have ADHD, now you know. Total bullshit. And the reason you may not be where you want to be in life, the reason you may have memory problems, the reason you may have mood swings, the reason you may find it difficult to get enthused and motivated and be energetic in life is because you were fed this artificial cocaine from a very young age that fried your motherfucking brain. And you're lucky that you can even feed yourself. There you go. Now you know. So let me know what you think of the comment section. And please like and subscribe to my BitChute channel if you have not already. BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. That's BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. Go check it out so I can continue to spread my red pills of truth to you.